Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big round of applause for the Frank Wakefield Band.
Goodbye. I'd like to thank you for coming all the way out here to Saratoga Springs, New York. You've got such a nice name. We're going to have Jeff ain't going to have, he's going to have to go home and his girlfriend's mad at him.
Yeah, his girlfriend's.
Give me some hush money. I'm going to get him to do a song with me that I wrote about 100 years ago called Nat Kill. We're just going to pick everything tonight and say anything special. We just do what people ask us to do. This is, I wrote this song a long time ago, and I wrote it about a tomcat. You probably don't like cats. So I wrote this about Thomas. And when I got grown, when I was 6 years old, I had a cat. He just kept eating his catnip. And he'd do the skippity deal. And I remember crawling and trying some of that stuff myself. I don't know what it done. I guess that's why I'm still crazy. And you think I'm kidding, but I ain't. And I hope y'all can't hear us very good back there. So we don't have to play good. Y'all feeling good?
Yeah.
You don't look good. You look more like you do now than you did when I walked in a while ago. Well, I'm starting to feel so unnecessary. You neither? See, it's good to be crazy, ain't it? You don't know when people are mad or glad with you. That's why it's fun to play a mandolin. See, us mandolin players are crazy. I'm in a hush. He has about 10 college degrees. And I went to second grade in school. When I get to be your age, I'm going to be better than you on that. And that fella sitting there, too, I ain't going to say much about him because he's littler than me. He's only about 6'8". If anybody mess me, I'm going to jump in your arm and say, I'm with you, all right?
All right.
Make sure you take me. Well, we'll do a little Nat Kill. I wish we didn't have to go because we got such a good show tonight. A lot of songs today.
Yeah, how many people? Jeff was going to come and sit in at the last set. How many people like to see Jeff sit in at the last set? You know, he said he had to go home because he had to get up in the morning.
Boo! You get up in the morning, stick with us.
He just didn't want to show me up. He's trying to make me feel bad. We'll do a little Nat Kill, the one I was telling you about. I forgot which one it was. Mister, can you hear that okay?
That thing's got some tone.
Now, let me see if I can hear. Boy, this sounds more like it does now than it did a while ago. Don't get any tickle, I won't be able to do a darn thing. Now it's starting to feel necessary. Won't you get me doing this without you? You got me embarrassed. My face red as my shirt, ain't it? Okay, here's Nat Kill. I'll play it real fast so it won't take so long. Do it sound okay?
It's a bit wrong.
Is that too fast?
That's okay. It's too loud.
Okay, I'm gonna do it this time, so help me. Get away. Did it sound okay? And I ain't putting on, I can't have it. Doggone, what's the matter with me? Thank you. I call it Jones, Smith and Jones. I usually switch your names around. I'll call you by your right name this time, Jeff Jones. That's Jeff Smith. Thank you, buddy. It's nice to have you.
Here's your letter.
Appreciate it. It's too bad you got to get up early because I was going to play you. Want to make this mandolin sound like about three mandolins tonight. Do all those parts. I'll just have to learn you the next time.
What you will do.
Here's one I think Jeff wrote this in here before he was born. All good times are past and gone. What inspired you to write this, Jeff? Huh?
All the good times.
Yeah, what is, oh, is that it? Can you all hear everything on the microphone back there?
Yeah.
I noticed when I first came in the door back there, I couldn't even hear nobody back here. And they said the audience was too far west. I said, shoot, let them drag your chairs up close. That suits me.
Times are past and gone. All the good times are over.
Now we're going to do a real fast, slow one, a fast one now. I'd like to do what I wrote here. It has some trick timing. Can you hear me? Uh-oh. Ooh.
That's me. Just raising this up.
What you trying to do here?
I'm making noise.
This is one it sounds like we're playing out of time on. And I play it pretty fast. But I do this kind of timing. And now, it ain't their fault if you think anybody's out of time. But it's a fun song. I wrote this years ago called The Stexican Monk. Is that what you said?
I believe so.
Oh, Mexican stone. Okay. You got me fused. Thank you. You didn't catch me doing it out of time. Had a lot of fun. Now here's one that's on some of our old records. Before you all leave tonight, we have some records with us, but what we'd like to do is carry them back home with us. Here's one. He's trying to get his baby out of jail. This is Jim Lewin. He's from California, Santa Rita. Is that what you call it?
Santa Cruz. Prison.
Oh, Santa Cruz. San Quentin. There's Santa Cruz. And Moss here, he's from the hills of Manhattan. No,
La Honda.
That's near Frisco. They love when I say Frisco. That's the way I knew it. And I'm from the hills of, right now I live way up in the warm country. I hate coming out here when I leave upstate New York in February and March because it's about 90 degrees up there. And I come out here where it's 40 below zero. Boy, you all are unlucky. Someday I may join you all and freeze to death with you out here. Is that resoundable? Oh, you knew what he said. So he's going to get his baby out of jail, and I'm going to do some special mandolin playing for you. Because when I get to be my age, I hope I can play a mandolin good as me. You neither? To be 70, 72, I do pretty good, don't I? Thank you. See, I'll make you all feel filthy, and then you'll give me a good hand. What did he say?
Thank you.
Cat. It's just a brand new one. It's a long story. I ain't going to tell you about the story. It takes too long. I better keep playing. Call the old cat Sneeze. You'll be some of the first to ever hear this in here now, because it ain't that old. And every one of y'all about five times my age over here sitting there. You probably ain't even out of high school yet. You too. Here's the one about the old cat Sneeze, casing y'all like cats. Yeah. Thank you. boy, if I could play a guitar, he's a fool, you know it. Playing with a person like me, he should get him a job playing with somebody like Frank Sinatra and Fast Domino where he could make a lot of money. Playing here with me for peanuts. Man, you're a fool if I could play a guitar like that. I'd get me a job with Elvis Presley. Here's a trio.
As a man. Now we'd like to do something most of people, bluegrass musicians, don't do. And I'd play some of Bayfinger or Beethoven, y'all hear to him, and Bach and them fellers. Beethoven wrote some mandolin tunes, and for the guitar, and even the five-string banjo. No, maybe he didn't write none for the banjo. I don't know, did he invent the banjo or the mandolin?
Beethoven. Oh, man. Tell him the story about when you were a kid. You saw Beethoven on TV.
No, I ain't going to tell them that. They want to hear his plays. I told them that, the guitar listened to
him. He was a little kid, you know. He only left, he never watched TV until he was 16 years old.
Don't tell about the rest of it. No, I'm embarrassed. You would do Beethoven, the mandolin, and guitar. Starts off and we swap parts here. And it sounds right bad. And I bet you all will hate this in here because it's just outrageous guitar procrastinating in it. You know, so to learn the fancy words of it, time to learn these fillers here. Whatever that meant, it sounded good, didn't it? How do you say perpetuity?
Perpetuity.
Oh, perpetuity.
Perpetuity, you know, that's right.
He's always getting me to say, oh, perpetuity, I don't know who he is. But we'll play a little bit of him, I'm sure. Yep, Beethoven.
Thank you.
hillbilly could play that kind of music, huh? Now I'm good. Now I'm going to do one about South America. That's near Texas. Called T for Teltus. And I don't know how much time we're supposed to play.
A long time.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
We don't want to wire the audience out. They might not invite us back again.
No, no. We don't want to go like 1:30.
We'll do this in here for those good folks over there, because y'all look awful bad, too. And since they gave us a good conception, we appreciate it. And we're going to put a hurting on this, all right. Before it's over with, we're going to really hurt it. Don't come back. I see a mountain player leaving. I must be boarding. I see your son there with you, too. It's sure good to come this part of the country. I really appreciate it. I ain't been here for years. Thank you all for letting me come. It's sure nice to get to be with some good, decent people. Well, everybody else was decent too, but y'all are special. Because you love natural music, acoustic music, that makes you special people. It really does.
Thank you for being here.
Bless you.
You also like your shirt.
I remember.
You got that in Colorado.
Yeah, I did actually. My old red shirt, what happened is started getting ragged. And some feller had come up and said, "Would you mind if I bought you a pretty shirt?" I said, "I'd mind if you didn't." And the one before I had that, a feller had it on. I said, "I'll trade shirts with you, buddy." And I took that rag off I had on, I traded with it. And I'm not kidding. I'm not embarrassed when somebody gives me something I'm grateful for. And it tickles me to death because it's special to me. That's the way I am. So here's one called South America. I mean, T for Teltus. I'm fused again, ain't I?
Cut your fingers off.
tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee. Yeah, tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee.
Made a record.
You'll never miss you want you till the wells run dry. You'll never miss you want you till the wells run dry. You'll never miss your woman
till she says goodbye.
Yes, the road is rocky, but he won't be rocky long. No, no. Yes, the road is rocky, but he won't be rocky long. My woman is gone.
Let me hear that mandolin now.
Shiny barrel, la la. Gonna buy me bills for the great long shiny barrel. Gonna shoot that rascal, stall away my gal. Well, tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee, la la. Tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee. And tea for them made a wreck of me.
Let me hear that fiddle again.
Yes, the road is rocky, but he won't be rocky long. Yes, the road is rocky, but he won't be rocky long. For another minute, come on, woman, and go.
Now I'd like to do a sort of a new tune. It's on some record we have. I wrote this for a lady who drove 600 miles three times a year. She was 75 years old to learn her how to play a mandolin. So I learned her how to play about when she's 80. Now I named a song after her called Miss Izzy. And it's an awful ugly song. Oh, you heard that. That's an ugly song. I hate that song. I hate that song so bad I play it about five times a day. Some songs you never get tired of, does you? Can we play one on the mandolin by itself? Don't y'all come back. Bless you. Here's the one I wrote for the mandolin. Actually, I didn't write this in here. I'm going to do one where we do the two-part harmonies. And when I was over in England, I told them that song was wrote there because I thought it was. And when I was in Sweden, I told him it's wrote there because I thought it was. And when I was over in Scotland, I told him it's wrote there because I thought it was. Now that I'm in Oregon and Portland, right? And this is called Danny Girl. And maybe it's wrote up here because it's an Irish song, I think. And see what you all think about it. Now you make a lot of noise when I'm playing this song, you hear what I'm doing. I'm gonna do some harmonies for you. This is called Danny Boy.
Thank you.
another on the mantle by itself, okay? This is just out on record, and I forget.
Tone Poets.
Tone Poet, and it's called Back in Playwood. They got me back in Talkwood, so I play this in Backwood. See what you think of it. Take a little break, and we had a request when we come back to do a song. Pistol Pack and Mama, we had a request.
We should set up some records, huh?
Yeah, we got to set up some records.
Maybe
see,
right, I mean, over here.
Over here. We'll put some records here. Don't you buy none, because I want to take them home with me and bring them back again. Take them back again. And on the next set, we're going to do the song I wrote, first song I wrote. Then we're going to do the one at Chubby Wise, a super fiddle player, wrote the year I was born, 1934. He wrote the Orange Blossom Special. And boy, I hate that song. I wish I could play it more. I'd wear it out and I get the audience tired of it. I play it for you tonight because I'd really put a hurting on that thing. I'd turn that thing away but loose. We've got some good mandolin players in here tonight, sitting there, and a fella back there. I'm sure glad I came to visit with you. And I hope you'll put a little learning on me here and get me up and play some with you. Here's Pistol Pack and Mama, and then we'll take a little break. We're going to see if they got any coffee around.
Then we'll be back.
Then we'll be back, and us too.
So don't go away.
Don't you go away. If you do, I'm going to go with you. Okay, you got an extra person now if you try to sneak out that door. Uh-oh, they going before I get off the stage. That's not fair. Here's a Pistol Pack and Mama.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. You're smacking mama.
I see you every night, babe. I worry you every day. I'll be your record daddy if you put that gun away.
Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Just pack your mama. Lay that pistol down.
Well, she kicked out my windshield, hit me over the head. Cussed and cried, said I lied and wished that I was dead.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Cuss back in mama, lay that pistol down. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Cuss back in mama, lay that pistol down.
Windshield hit me over the head. Cut and cried, said I lied and wished that I was dead.
Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down.
Yeah!
Thank you.
album there called Smokey, doing the young lady back there, the mandolin player. And these little bitty fellas there. Operation on Jim not too long ago. He was in sad shape. He sang low bass. And we got him rasticated. Now he sings higher than a woman does. Y'all don't know what that is when I got him rasticated. Y'all know what that way. See, they're wide. They're too wide. You're going to hear him. You can realize why he got rasticated. He's going to sing high tenor on this in here. And I'm going to get a dress up for you.
A dress? I ain't going to need another operation.
Oh, you don't? Boy, I'm embarrassed. Now my face is red as my shirt. I ought to have said that.
So well, I tell you, Frank,
last show we did over in Astoria, the girl came up to me and said, did they really do that to you? I said, yes, sir, you come with me, I'll show
you. Here's the old crossroads. For a feller back there on one of these records, Jerry Garcia sang on this one with me, called Leave Well Enough Alone. I wrote this about 1953. And we had a request also for him to do the Bluegrass Breakdown. I don't think we got much time, so we're going to try to get the ball in real fast. We'll play about 90 miles an hour, so it won't take so long. Here's Leave Well Enough Alone.
I lost all I ever owned. Thank you.
we got time for one more, and we've got to get head to the airport. I'd like to thank me again for coming all the way out here to visit with you all. Giving you such a nice hand.
Should we get Frank back? That's what I need.
Now I'd like to do a tune that was wrote in 1934 by the fella who played fiddle with me, Chubby Wise. Most fiddle players don't like to do this in here because they have to do it too many times, but I like it because I play the devil out of it on the mandolin, and he on the fiddle too and the guitar.
Is that on that album too?
Yeah, it's on that too. Called the Orange Blossom Special. And bless you all again. Thank you very much for coming down to visit us. We really appreciate it. You're very nice. Thank you. Tennessee Wall started. Okay, you talk to these folks. What do you want? Say, I want my mommy. Now, come on, you got to do that right now. Say, I want my mom. You don't want no water. I just drunk some water. Say, I want my mama. Well, okay. Now, if you ain't going to talk, you get fancy for these folks, all right? Say, all right. Say, all right. Say, all right. Say, all right. All right. Say, all right. All right. Say, ooh. Now he's going to get fancy now. Thing we're doing this special because I forgot to do some requests. The first instrumental I ever wrote in 1953, New Camptown Races. Good thing you all thought of that, or I'd have been in a heap of trouble. Thank you. shoes.